This is a Fox News alert. Another legal maneuver. I'm Lisa LaSera. Former President Trump has asked a federal court to temporarily block the FBI from reviewing the materials it seized from his Florida home until what's known as a special master can be appointed to oversee the review.
That is a neutral third party. It could be a lawyer that's not connected to the case or a retired judge that gives a third party neutral view into the case as far as evidence, documents, just to make sure things are done from 30,000 feet in the air.
Fox's David Spunt. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he's stepping away from his government roles at the end of the year.
He became the face of the federal response to the COVID pandemic, attracting praise and criticism alike. Now Dr. Anthony Fauci says he will step down as director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases in December. Fauci will also depart as President Biden's chief medical advisor. Fauci says he is not retiring, but after more than 50 years in government, wants to pursue the next chapter of his career. In a statement, President Biden thanked Fauci, saying his many contributions to public health saved lives in the U.S. and around the world. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Authorities in Northern California say they think they have found the body of Kylie Rodney, the teenager who went missing after a party 2 weeks ago in a vehicle submerged in about 14 feet of water in the Prosser Reservoir.
My understanding is the vehicle was upside down. That also makes it more difficult. And if silt and things come up above, that can also make things difficult.
Captain Sam Brown with the Nevada County Sheriff's Office. Divers with the volunteer search group Adventures with Purpose say they discovered the teen's 2013 Honda CRV using sonar technology. Authorities in Oklahoma City say one sheriff's deputy was killed, another wounded, while serving eviction papers at a home on the southwest side of the city. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time
to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Authorities in New Zealand continue to track down clues in a gruesome discovery from last week.
A Korean-born New Zealand woman living in South Korea could be the mom of the two kids found dead and stuffed inside a suitcase last week in Auckland. That from a police officer in South Korea who adds they're basing that assertion on her age and her past address. The children, aged between 5 and 10, discovered by a different family who bought a storage locker at an online auction only to realize their gruesome purchase when going through the items. The woman arrived in South Korea in 2018 and had no record of departure since then, a police officer said, adding New Zealand police want confirmation whether the person might be related to a crime case. CJ Papa, Fox News.
A federal judge has rejected a request by Ben & Jerry's to block a plan by its corporate parent to allow its products to be sold in East Jerusalem and the West Bank against the wishes of the ice cream maker's independent board of directors. Authorities in border towns say cartels are now using social media to get Americans to help bring people across the border illegally.
The police chief of Encinal, Texas, tells us that he has seen old and young, even professionals like nurses and a lawyer, get caught up in this. People who are now lured to the southern border by social media or other online posts, ads placed by the cartels, promising large sums of money if they pick up migrants and drive them further into the country's interior. Sometimes drivers resist, leading to those pursuits and bailouts we've been reporting on, while other times they're stopped with no issue as police and federal agents search for contraband.
Fox's Casey Stiegel. The return of the NFL is why the 74th primetime Emmys have been moved from their usual Sunday night slot to Monday. This year's Emmy home, NBC, is giving Sunday, September 11th, to the Tampa Bay Dallas game. Saturday Night Live's Kenan Thompson will host the Emmy September 12th. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at briankilmeadeshow.com.